You think of a museum as a place that preserves the old. Here, the museum curates the old, but it's also a link to this small town's future. It's a unique story, and it's today's American countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com. You've heard me talking about our American countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
If you stop in Calico Rock, Arkansas, a population of about 1,000, you'll find some old storefronts that have been brought back to life. The local museum foundation had a big hand in making it happen.
You had to raise money, and sometimes we did that by just having a concert in the park and raising it on $2 donations, and other times you had to do it by writing grants.
Stephen Mitchell is a member of the group that raised the money and began buying some of the old storefronts.
Now, we have a contract with our city of Calico Rock, which allows us to operate a visitor center, so we welcome the public. As far as the operations and other staffing are concerned, we're completely self-sufficient.
And in that visitor center are spaces for local artisans to sell their wares. They get space for free and give a percentage to the museum foundation for using the building. Today, the museum in Calico Rock owns 7 buildings, and the businesses in all of those locations create enough sales to pay for the building and more.
It's increased the sales tax for the city of Calico Rock. Even though we're a nonprofit organization, we still support through sales tax donations that go back to the city. So for the city of Calico Rock, they've seen a $4,000 or $5,000 increase every month in their sales tax.
And that's a big difference in a town of 1,000. Visitors have been coming here to fish in the White River, but now there's much more.
Well, the men came for fishing, but there wasn't much for their families to do with them, so it was more of a men's trip. With the advent of the museum and the science center and the art center and then the cafe and the shopping, now we've become a destination for the entire family.
It's a museum foundation working to revitalize a small town, one building at a time, creating small businesses and generating tax revenue to improve life in this rural area. Traveling the countryside in Calico Rock, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.